ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 14 ವರ್ಸ್ 12. ಲೋಭ ಪ್ರವೃತ್ತಿರಾರಂಭ ಕರ್ಮ ನಾಮ ಶಮಸ್ಪೃಹ ರಜಸ್ಯೇತಾನಿ ಜಾಯಂತೆ ವಿವೃದ್ಧೆ ಭರತರ್ಷಭ. ತ್ರೀ ಗುಣಾಸ್ known as Sattva-guna, Rajo-guna and Tamo-guna. These are the components which are within my personality. When I say I am, in that I am, it is a mixture, spirit and matter. Spirit means consciousness, existence, principle, chetana tattvam or atma. Matter principle is inert, made out of five elements, which has got three gunas or prakriti tattvam or maya tattvam. These three gunas put together prakriti, in short, body-mind complex. So, our body-mind complex has got three gunas. We have completed the lakshanam, the characteristics of three gunas. What are the characteristics or lakshanams of three gunas? And we have completed bandhana prakaraha, the mode of bondage, how each guna binds the person. That also we have completed. Now we are seeing that topic, the third topic, that is lingam, guna lingam. What are the indications of sattva guna? When sattva guna is predominant, how it indicates? How do I know I have sattva guna predominant now? Or how do I know I have Rajoguna predominant and Tamoguna predominant? How do we know? There are clues, indications, lingams. Through those clues, I can know now I am Sattvaguna predominant or Tamoguna predominant or Rajoguna predominant. Why we are doing this analysis? If we know their nature, their mode of bondage and the clues and the phalam, which guna is predominant while leaving the body at the time of death, that phalam also. If we know that, I can handle my gunas. Handle means I can manage or manipulate in a right sense. Manipulation in a right sense you take with a right spirit. Manipulating means I have to channelize them for my spiritual growth, for my spiritual pursuit. First I should know I have three gunas, then I have to know their lakshanam, their nature, their functioning way. All if I know, I can handle them in an intelligent manner, and I can go for my spiritual practice by taking care of them. That is the purpose of studying this classification or analysis of three gunas. Now the third topic what we are seeing, lingam. In 11th shloka, Lord Krishna said that sattva-guna lingam. When sattva-guna is predominant, these are the clues. sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate. When sattva guna is predominant, every person is having three gunas. No single person is with single guna. Remember, all of us have three gunas. If then ratio, if tamoguna is always predominant, it is problem. Rajoguna is always predominant, also is a problem. What about sattvaguna? Sattvaguna also. If it is always predominant, it is also a problem. Therefore, nothing should be dominant all the time. I have to see their dominance when I require. While sleeping, which guna I have to invoke? Tamoguna. I love sattvaguna. Let me have sattvaguna only night also. If you say that, you know what is the big problem? You won't get sleep. So what? If you won't get sleep, you know what is the problem? You have to visit a psychiatrist. Sleeplessness is the one of the main cause for all diseases. Therefore, thank the tamoguna, because of which we are sleeping. Therefore, tamoguna is also required. Don't develop any attachment to any one guna. That is very important. Don't develop attachment with any particular guna for a length of time. Know them as they are. When you have to invoke what guna, you should know. That's all. So, sattva guna predominant time, prakasha upajayate, brightness. Face is so bloomy, eyes are bright, cheeks are bright, you are listening, responding. Prakasha upajayate, responding so much. Face is the index of the mind. Therefore, you are so bright, not sleepy, not sleeping. When Bhagavad Gita class is going on. Why? Because you have to receive some knowledge here. You have to receive some knowledge here, so you must be bright enough. Prakasha upajayate. What happens when prakasha is there? Jnanam yada tada vidyat. Jnanam takes place. Some knowledge, either Brahma jnanam or some other jnanam, whenever you are in what field, that jnanam will take place. Either computer knowledge, chemistry knowledge, physics knowledge, cooking knowledge, cleaning knowledge, whatever knowledge will take place. Yada jnanam tada vidyat. Once jnanam is taking place, now I am what? Sattvaguna predominant. Now in the class, sattvaguna predominant. Then I am very happy. It is useful for you also. Vivruddham sattvamityuta. That means, that is that sattvaguna, particularly sattvaguna, is predominant. Vivruddham means predominant. Sattva is predominant. That means vritti in the antahkaranam will take place. What vritti? 14th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, vritti takes place. Because you are in Bhagavad Gita class now. When you go home, anna vritti takes place, you know, what you are eating. You know. So presence of mind is intact. That is what happens. After completing this, jnana prakasha lingena sattvam vivruddham iti jnanam bhavati. Then 12th shloka, which we were seeing in the last class, rajolingam. Lobhaha pravruttihi arambhaha. When there is rajoguna, lobha, greediness increases. Pravrutti, activity. Karmanam ashamaspruha. So karma, activity is more commencement of activity. Karmanam arambhaha pravruttihi, physical activity, restlessness. From the morning until you come to the class, what guna? Rajoguna. You have to be active, you have to do so many things in your house. I don't like rajoguna, you cannot say. You are supposed to be. To take care of your body also, you have to give bath, you have to feed, so many things you have to do. So pravritti arambhaha. Lobhaha means when you are doing certain actions, it is selfish. That lobhaha iti paradravya vyasanam. Paradravya means I want to get money, I want to get this, that and all. That lobha is increasing. Not happy, not satisfied with what you have. That is the lobhaha. Then ashamaha, there is some mental restlessness. Ashamaha, shamaha means quietude, calmness. Ashamaha means there is no quietness in the mind. Mind is so vacillating, moving here and there without your control. Like that monkey. Mano nigraha rahitaha. I am here, but I don't hear. I am here. Why I don't hear? Because mind is somewhere. Because of restlessness. Ashamaha. Spruha. Spruha means craving. Status attachment. Clinging. House, possessions, whatever I have. If it is not new, people come and ask, still you are using old brand. The new brand has come. You buy today one new brand, tomorrow another new brand is coming. So your new brand phone or TV becoming what? Old brand tomorrow. Then tomorrow another person comes and says, still you are in old brand. How can I rush with this new brand? That's why person, spruha means craving for things and possessions, name, fame, or some recognition. From not outside, at least from family members. Children want recognition from parents, parents want recognition from children, and both of them are struggling each other. No one is recognizing anyone. This is what happening. Why they are not recognizing? They are busy with their own problems. Another feeling generally people have, everyone is looking at me, everyone is pointing out me, everyone is always thinking about me, only we think. This is not true. Nobody has got, they also thinking like that only. Are you thinking about anyone? You are thinking about you only from morning to till night. Where is the time to think about others? Where is the time to think about others? Therefore, don't entertain that thought that other people are thinking, other people are, what you can call, doing speculations about me, imagining about me. That is your imagination. Don't waste your energy, time also. Nobody is having time to think about you. So you think about yourself, take care of your body, mind, and be good. And do good, that's all. Spruha. Etani rajasi pravivurdhe lingani jayante. These are the clues, lingams. When rajasi pravurdhe, when the rajoguna is predominant. These are the clues. What are the clues? Craving, mental restlessness, and activities, greediness, dissatisfaction, so many other things also increase. That time you understand you are under rajoguna. I am so angry, Swamiji, today towards something they have done mistake. I am so angry. That means what? Mind is disturbed. Rajoguna anartha. There is some disturbance in the stomach also. Because of rajoguna in the mind, it disturbs the stomach also. Stomach upset. Why stomach upset? Because mind upset. Mind upset leads to stomach upset. What is the connection? That is the connection. Because they are together. We bother about stomach upset. we are not taking care of the mind upset. People talk about ulcer, gastric problems, so many things. Why they all are coming? Because of mental disturbance. Therefore, take care of your mind. Automatically, body gets set right. Subtle level taking care is difficult. Gross level, it is easy. Gross level, I can know what is happening in the stomach, in the heart, in the lungs, in the mind. Everything gross level, I can understand. But subtle level, how can I understand? Until I study Bhagavad Gita, I cannot handle subtle things. That's why people are mostly gross-minded. Very few people are subtle-minded. Subtle-minded, you require a training, a discipline, a sadhana. Every day you have to live an alert life for subtle thinking. Therefore, 99% of people are gross-minded because of lack of sadhana, lack of disciplines, lack of planning about future. These are all they are lacking. That's why they are gross-minded. Introverted person, disciplined person, is the one who is having subtle thinking. The subtle thinking person only can grasp Vedantic teaching. Other person just hear, but not registering. You have to register, you have to retain, and you have to reproduce. What? Bhagavad Gita, not anything else. Bhagavad Gita. How much we are registering, how much we are retaining, how much we are able to reproduce to ourselves. Reproducing, not to give lecture for others. Reproducing myself when the crisis comes, when the situation needs this teaching, I have to bring it to just my surface. That should come. Just as the pasu mad, no? The cow brings out the cud from the throat into the mouth and masticate. Like that example is nice. So many times I have given this example. How many times we are masticating? When the crisis comes, without losing temper, without losing balance, how many times I am bringing out the teaching, making use of the teaching. Therefore, when Rajoguna is predominant, be careful. Very, very careful. Don't overdo, neither inaction nor overaction, but action. Neither impulsive nor reaction, but action. Next, Tamoguna Lingam. Sattvaguna, Rajoguna, over. Tamoguna Lingam is this, 13th shloka. Aprakasho pravrittischa.
Aprakasho pravrittischa.
Pramado moha evacha.
Pramado moha evacha.
Tamas etani jayante.
Tamas etani jayante.
Vivruddhe kuru nandanam. Hey Kurunandana, hey Arjuna, Kurunandana means the one who gives happiness to Kuruvamsha, is called Kurunandana. Tamaha vivruddhe etani jayante. When tamoguna is predominant, tamaha means tamoguna, one of the three gunas. Tamoguna means what? One of the three gunas. Etani jayante. These are all emerging out. These are the symptoms. These are the indications. These are the clues. These are the lingams. What are they? First line. Aprakashaha, apravrittischa, pramadaha, mohaha. Poduma? Aprakashaha. Opposite to prakasha. Quite opposite to prakasha. Aprakasha means dullness, gloominess, dullness, total indifference, anartham. Aprakashaha. total indifference while doing or performing actions, not doing actions with wholehearted or full mind, not doing half-heartedly. Cooking also, half-heartedly cooking. Serving others also, half-heartedly serving. Not wholeheartedly serving, wholeheartedly cooking, wholeheartedly helping, wholeheartedly giving won't be there. That is called indifference, recklessness, carelessness, without interest, why I have to give. So the way they give, the way they look itself shows dullness. Why dullness? Vadambu sari illa. It's not vadambu sari illa, manasu sari illa. Not that it is, body is weak, but mind is weak, dullness. Apravrittihi, inaction, not interested in doing. If you go to a place, a house of some people, how nicely they arrange things. All things, articles are where they have to be, they are there, in their own place. If you go to some houses, they are in different places. Koombu vandhi kitchen lo irukkoum. Pennu vandhi bathroom lo irukkoum. Indha maadhiri ella irukkoum. So things are in disorderly way. There is no orderliness, there is no cleanliness, because of laziness. They don't bother why these things are here. And old dress or anything, they leave as it is. The way they leave the chappal itself shows what type of person he is. And they leave chappal on other chappals. How one can leave chappal on other's chappal? That means how careless a person is. You are not supposed to do that. The chappal you leave, it shows you are so sensitive enough. You are not a gross-minded person, an artha. Orderly manner, in a proper manner, you have to keep things and maintain. Even dress also, hair also, everything for that matter, nails, body, everything you maintain, dress, the things what you are using, all. For that you have to do some, you have to take care of them. You have to maintain. This dull person, who will maintain? I don't want. Hair also, they don't comb properly. They don't wash their face. Castor oil face. I am tired of. For everything like that. Whatever they eat and the dishes, they leave like that only. No washing and all. So like that, people who are dull, who are lazy, they don't want to do any activity. Some houses, if you go, you will get sickness also. No neatness. No cleanliness. And whatever is appearing outside, they keep clean. And the TV backside, and the fridge backside, all those things you see, lot of dust will be the storeroom. That's why we keep some curtain, some door, and push everything in that. These are all we do because of laziness. So to shun laziness is not so easy. That's why so many rituals, so many. Tomorrow Vinayaka Chaturthi, you have to wake up early, take bath and do lot of cooking preparations, puja. Why so many festivals? Shastra knows these people are lazy. Otherwise, so many festivals in between Dvadasi, Ekadasi, Sankata Chaturdasi, Pradosham, so many. After keeping so many rituals also, people are managing to be lazy. Imagine these festivals are not there, where we will. That is why our ancestors are so intelligent. They keep all the time some puja, some ritual, some namaskara, all this they kept. But this person is apravrittihi, sleeping, not even making, arranging the bed properly after waking up. And the appear on the blanket, everything is like that only. Very, very difficult. Such people are there in the family. Very difficult. Not only that, ఫస్ట్ అప్రకాశ, దెన్ అప్రవృత్తి, థర్డ్ వన్ ప్రమాద. తమిళ్ ప్రమాద ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్, ప్రమాదమాக இருக்கன்னா நம்ம நன்னா இருக்கன்னு அர்த்தம். ஹியர் ப்ரமாத இஸ் நெக்லிஜென்ஸ், எரர், கமிட்டிங் எரர்ஸ் ஆல் த டைம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் நெக்லிஜென்ஸ், கேர்லெஸ்னஸ். ஸோ வாட் தே ஆல்ஸ், வை யூ டிட் லைக் திஸ், ஸோ வாட், ஓகே தே சே லைக் தட், அண்ட் தே ஜஸ்டிஃபை தேர் லேஜினஸ் அண்ட் கேர்லெஸ்னஸ், நெக்லிஜென்ஸ் அண்ட் கமிட்டிங் எரர்ஸ் தே ஜஸ்டிஃபை. If they commit error, mistake, suppose father, mother or someone come and correct, yes, I have done a mistake, next I don't want to do this, I don't do this way. They have to say that. If anyone come and corrects, they justify and justify and justify. Other person, second time he will not open. Even munnadi poi chollaradu edukken solli nam chollaveye maatom. See, imagine how negligence, carelessness. Because of that, they cannot achieve anything in their life. They cannot prosper. They cannot become a successful person in their life. Later, they become a dependent person. Because of that laziness, negligence, if we pamper our children, only one son, only one daughter. So what? If you pamper them, what will happen, you know? Tomorrow, wife will suffer. Our husband will suffer because of you are pampering with lot of care. They become lazy, and tomorrow family members, where they go, they have to suffer. So all the way people will suffer because of the single person who is pampered by his own or her own father or mother. Therefore, never pamper children. What is that shloka? ராஜவத் பஞ்சவர்ஷாணி, தாசவத் தசவர்ஷாணி. ஆஃப்டர்வர்ட்ஸ் யூ கேன் நாட் டீச் எனி திங். பிட்வீன் 5 and 15 ஓன்லி யூ கேன் டீச். டூ ஹார்ட் ஒர்க், டூ ஹார்ட் ஒர்க். தாசவத் தசவர்ஷாணி ஆகத்தே ஷோடசே வர்ஷே புத்திரம் மித்ரவத் ஆச்சரேத். தேர் ஃபார் யூ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் ட்ரைனிங் வென் தே ஆர் யங். நெவர் pamper the children. Let them learn. Let them do. That is very important. Some parents deliberately spoil their children in the name of love, care. Mama, they spoil children. Later they suffer. That's why we should not do. Pramadaha. Then pramada leads to what? Mohaha. Confusion. Aviveka. Indiscrimination, delusion, stress, suppression, oppression, depression, all will come to this person, who laziest person. All the time, throughout life, no one can come and help us. Sometime, some people at some places only can help. Never expect help from someone throughout your life. Some husbands like that only, they always depend upon wife. Wives are also not, they also depend all for everything on husband. Because of him only I am. So what? I don't know anything now. Some ladies proudly they say, jam, he will take care of everything. What you are now? I am lazy. And her husband also like that. She is only taking care of everything in the family. I don't bother anything. Just I give money to her, that's all. She will take. That is also not right. 50-50% both of them should share the work. What share? Not money. Both of them should share work. That is very important. It is good for them. Understand? In the name of love, we are taking lot of burden. After some time, we blame them. Avar onnu pandavirade illa. Nee thana pannamale vechade. After some years, you are growing older and older. அவருக்கு அது பழக்கமாக போச்சு. என்ன பண்ணுவார்? He is waiting for you to do that everything now. Then you say, see Swamini, he is having this habit. He is not having. You pampered in such a way. It's not their mistake. Both the sides I am telling. Okay, don't mistake me. Okay. Wife also sometimes like that, husband also like that. Both of them should do. Otherwise, moha, delusion, everything they commit wrongly. Understanding also wrongly, everything. Moha. Etani tamasi vivruddhe jayante he kurunandana. These are the lingams. Understand. These are the lingam. Some gunas are we are carrying by swabhava. From our birth, some gunas, tata, kullu tata, dhella varu namak. In the genes on nirikilleyo. So some gunas come very powerful. That is why it is called swabhava. But that is not good for me or for people in the family, society. I have to change. Even though I am inheriting certain gunas, for example, short-temperedness. It comes at a very young age for children because of tata or pati. Suppose they are short-tempered, they get. Parents should not encourage children, avanukku tata palakkam, pati palakkam solli vidakoodadhu. They have to change. That's swabhava. If it is not healthy, we have to change. Even though it is inherited, I can change. That's why Bhagavan has given willpower to us. Avanukku adhu swabhavanna, if it is unhealthy for others, it is not congenial for family members, one has to change. That's very important. Next, fourth topic we have to enter. The fourth topic is gati. Gati means if these gunas are there at the time of death, suppose. If sattva guna is predominant at the time of death, where this jiva travels? When rajoguna is predominant, this person dies, where this jiva travels? Suppose tamoguna is predominant at the time of death, where this jiva travels? Very interesting. Gati prakaraha. Gati means travel. Sattva gati, rajogati, tamogati at the time of death. Suddenly at the time of death, sattva guna cannot come to surface. Suddenly rajoguna cannot come to surface. Whatever guna you are nurturing throughout your life, that alone come at the time of death to the surface. Therefore, now first, sattva guna gati in 14th shloka. Then 15th shloka, rajoguna gati. Then 18th shloka, 15th shloka, rajoguna tamoguna gati. Both he is giving in 15th shloka. Then 18th shloka is connected. This topic, 18th shloka is only connected. We go to 14 to 15 to 18. I skip 16 and 17 because it is a different topic. Now we'll read.
Yada sattve pravruddhe tu. Pralayam yati deha bhrut. Tadottama vidam lokan. Amalan pratipadyate.
Now sattva gati. That means when sattva guna is predominant, the person is leaving the body. Where he goes? Yada. When, if deha bhrutu, a person, pralayam yati. Pralayam means here death takes place. Maranam pratipadyate ityarthaha. Pralayam yati means not pralaya. For this person pralaya. That means he is dying. When he dies, man of ethical values. Here, pralayam yati means sattva pravruddhe, a man of ethical values, a man of sattva guna predominantly throughout life. Rajoguna also was there, tamoguna also was there. But maximum he entertained what guna? Sattva guna. Sattva guna means what? Well refined, well educated, well informed, knowledgeable person. Because of sattva guna he got knowledge. Any knowledge, studies, education or spiritual student, na? Atma vidya, suppose atma. Atma vidya means what? Atma, anatma, sarira trayam, panchakosha viveka, koncham Bhagavad Gita knowledge also has come. Some knowledge has come. Sattvam, sattve pravriddhe. Pravriddhe means udbhute. When sattva is predominant, that means what? Present guna at the time of death influence the next birth. The vishayam. Present guna at the time of death. Predominant guna at the time of death will influence the next birth. Therefore, be careful. That is why our people at the time of death, Bhagavan Namam, remember Bhagavan Nama, say Narayana, Narayana, Krishna, Krishna. This person is so attached to son or daughter. That is why Shastra knows, even Narayana, Narayana, he does japa, Vishnu Sahasrama every day. But he is more attached to son than Lord Narayana. Therefore, what they did, you know, keep Narayana name to your son. Narayana or Shiva or Keshava or Madhava, Achyuta, Govinda, and keep names. Those days, 4 or 5 children, they used to keep those names. Lakshmi, Saraswati, Parvati, Meenakshi, Kamakshi, they keep those names. Nowadays, only one son or one daughter. How many names they can keep? That also they keep meaningless name. They do not know what is the meaning. Now you know why those names our people used to keep. Helplessly, you have to call your son or daughter when you need help at the time of death. Narayana, when you call, that Narayana thinks, oh, he is calling me. He comes half of the way. From Vaikuntha to intermediary loka, he comes and stands, whether Aidi Narayana or son Narayana. Hey Narayana, if he calls, okay. But Lord comes to know later, he is calling his son. Half the day he go back, you know. Poit vare. He didn't call me, he is calling his own son. But verbally and mentally also you have to feel the Lord at the time of death. Kapha vata pitta avarodhana kanthavarodhana samaye Bhagavan namam kutaha. Where is the question of Bhagavan namam? Lot of phlegm is coming to the mouth, all ears and nose, everything is blocked, very difficult. Therefore, you do so much of nama japa, it comes just spontaneously. It should come. Sattvam vivriddhe tada amalan lokan uttama vidam lokan pratipadyate. When sattva guna is predominant, this person leaves the body, he attains pratipadyate, means prapnoti, he attains what? Amalan lokan. Malam means impurity. Amalan means impurity free lokas. The lokas which are free from impurity. Amalan means pure worlds. Bhuvar loka, suvar loka, mahal loka, jana loka, like that higher lokas he reaches. 6 higher lokas. Upasakas in artham. Upasakas, bhuvar loka means tapo loka. Suvar loka means satya loka. Mahar loka means Vishnu loka. Janaloka means Shivaloka. One of the loka he goes if he is having sattva guna predominantly. How sattva guna comes? Na? Because of practice. Not only that, uttama vidam lokan. Those lokas which are already occupied by many upasakas. Uttama vidam means upasakas already staying there. He goes and stay there, get good friendship there. ஓகே. உத்தம விதாம், உத்தம மீன்ஸ் ஈஸ்வர, விதாம் மீன்ஸ் உபாசகா. உத்தம விதாம் தட் ஹுச் இஸ் பிலாங்கிங் டு தி உபாசகாஸ் ஆஃப் கிரேட் டெய்டீஸ். உத்தம விதாம் ஆல் ஹையர் லோகாஸ் ஈவன் தேர் ஆல்சோ விதின் சம்சார க்ஷீணே புண்ணியே மர்த்தியலோகம் விஷந்தி gone there, exhausting punya and coming back. What about rajoguna? Sattvaguna, higher lokas. Higher lokas are occupied by sattvaguna people. Rajoguna people ki place kadiya denge. No higher loka. Then what? Manushya loka. Intermediary loka. Rajasif pralayam gatvam. கர்ம சங்கிஷு ஜாயதே ததா ப்ரலீனஸ்தமஸி மூடயோனிஷு ஜாயதே. சோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் ரஜோ கதிஹி மீன்ஸ் வென் ரஜோகுணா இஸ் ப்ரிடாமினன்ட். When the person is dying, Rajoguna is predominant. Why Rajoguna predominant? Whatever is predominant throughout life, that alone will be predominant at the time of death also. Remember this sentence again. Whatever guna is predominant maximum throughout life, that alone can be predominant at the time of death also. Therefore what? Therefore listen. Rajasi pralayam gatva, having died. Pralayam gatva means having died. When rajasi jayate, when rajas rajoguna is predominant, what happens? He is born jayate. Next birth where, you know, கர்மசங்கிஷு. கர்மசங்கிஷு மீன்ஸ் மனுஷ்ய ஜன்மா. அகெய்ன் மனுஷ்ய ஜன்மா. ஹவு டு யூ நோ மனுஷ ஜன்மா? கர்மசங்கா இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் மனுஷ்ய. டூயிங் குட் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், பேட் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், ஆல் திஸ் ஓன்லி ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் டூயிங். ஹையர் லோகாஸ், செலஸ்டியல்ஸ், ஹையர் தேவதாஸ், ஆல் தோஸ் உபாசகாஸ் இன் ஹையர் லோகாஸ், தே ஆர் எக்ஸாஸ்டிங் ஓன்லி புண்ணிய. They cannot acquire any new punya or new papa. They cannot acquire. Lower beings, they don't have free will at all. They also exhausting papa. They also cannot acquire new punya or papa. Who can acquire new punya papa, you know? Only we, the human beings. Which birth is good, tell me now. Rather than higher lokas, human life is better. I have a choice to acquire new punya. I can change my life. In higher lokas, you cannot change. You are there what? Enjoying your life. Enjoying daily amrutam. Enjoy everything. Dance, Urvasi, Tilottama, Rambha, dance, music. Lot of sukham, enjoying. That is why all Western countries are bhoga bhumis. They are exhausting only punya, bhoga bhumi. Only India, Bharat, is the karma bhumi. Why we don't have nice roads? We don't want bhoga. Why traffic jam? We don't want a nice traffic. Why bhoga? We don't want. We want struggle. We want pain. We want to get vairagyam. We want to exhaust our papa. That is why our country is fine for everything. Don't say America is fine. America is fine means what? Exhausting only punya. That's all. We need kashtam. We need some dukkham. We need some vairagyam. That's why ideal country is what, you know? Our country. Best country. Okay. Pralayam gatva rajasi karma sangishu jayate. Karma sangishu means karma sakti yukteshu manushyeshu. Among those people he will born again. Among those people means who are all attached to karma again. He does fresh karmas. Fine. Last janma, enna paapam panditano, ippadiyavadhu nalladhu pandra, and in the aalochana yaarukku varudhu? Not in higher lokas, not in lower janmas, only for manushya. You have no time to think there, because amrutam go on coming, no? Every time you are drinking. Here water problem. So water problem, where is the question of amrutam? Therefore karma sangishu, working for to get water, how to get water? So much of struggle, power cut, water cut, everything cut, cut, cut. Lot of difficulties we are facing. Karma sangha is more. Then tatha pralinaha tamasi. Tamoguna, when it is predominant, when person dies, mudha yonishu jayate. Mudha yonishu means pashvadi yonishu, pasu, pakshi, kita, like that. Like a plant, tree, like that. Sthavaram or pasupakshi kita. In the wombs of deluded beings. Deluded beings, mudha yoni means garbham, womb. Mudha yoni means that yoni, that garbham of that being which is mudha. It doesn't have any discrimination, buddhi at all. Programmed, instinctively working, they know only what all beings know, what eating, sleeping, getting children, enjoying, that's all. They don't have any further what nitya naimityaka karma, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, lot of things they don't have, because they don't have vichakshana jnanam, they don't have sixth sense. All like a cockroach, lizards, turtle, crocodile, elephant, cow, dog, cat, rat, so many other beings around you, and ants, so many. All those jivas, who are they? Last janmalo, tamogunam predominant ayirundhu poranda. Therefore, they are born to mudha yonishu. Karma sangishu, mudha yonishu. There uttama vidam lokan. This is the sattvaguna, rajoguna, tamoguna. Which one you want? Decide. 19th shloka, 18th shloka we will go. Therefore, in Tamil they say, arudu arudu manida janmam arudu. Very rarely we get manushya janma. Nandavanathil oru aandi, avan nalaru madamai kuyavanai vendi, கொண்டு வந்தான் ஒரு தோண்டி, அது கூத்தாடி கூத்தாடி போட்டுடைய தாண்டி. யூ ஹாவ் டு திங்க் வாட் இஸ் தட். ஐ டோல்ட் யூ ஆல்ரெடி. நவ் 18th ஸ்லோகா. ஊர்த்வம் கச்சந்தி சத்வஸ்தாஹ மத்யே திஷ்டந்தி ராஜஸாஹ ஜகன்ய குண வ்ருத்தஸ்தாஹ அதோ கச்சந்தி தாமஸாஹ. Now he is consolidating whatever he said in 14th and 15th shloka. How he is consolidating? Sattvastaha urdhvam gacchanti. Sattvastaha means the person who is endowed with sattvaguna predominantly dies with sattvaguna only. Sattvastaha, where he goes, urdhvam gacchanti, devalokeshu gacchanti, devalokadishu. Pitruloka, maharloka, janaloka, tapoloka, urdhvalokadishu. What urdhva loka represents? What? Pleasure predominant lokas. Pleasure predominant lokas. You are ever young there. No old age. No mosquitoes. pure water. Everything pure, nice, enjoy. No dukkham at all. Dukkhame irukadu. You won't even experience even wee bit of sorrow there. Why? You have done lot of punya because of sattva guna. Therefore, you go there and enjoy, 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 enjoy. Urdham gacchanti sattvasthaha. What about madhye? Ubhabhya manusha janmaha. Punya papa mishram rajoguna. Some karmas, right karmas we do, wrong karmas we do because of swardham. After doing long out of wrong actions, koncham bhayam vandi. No, no, no. Koncham nalladi pannano. Half this, half that. Na? Karma sangheshu na. Lobha, pravritti, all this he did. Rajasaha, rajasic people. See, urdhva means don't take in terms of location. Apparna melangyo poyinde irukkar nenikka kudad. Here qualitatively good, that is the intention. Urdhvam means what? Not up. Qualitatively, some people you see here in our world itself, qualitatively they are living a good life. Lot of money, lot of health, lot of richness, everything they are having. Qualitatively urdhvam, that is called urdhvam. Some people are struggling without food, struggling with disease, problems, so much contagious disease, so many tetanus, tuberculosis. By birth itself they are suffering. What it is? Mudhayonishu. Other animals, beings and all, they are suffering among us. They are suffering. That's why here quality wise you have to take, not spatial wise. Tamasa madhye tishthanti manushyeshu utpadyante. Pain is not dominant, pleasure is not dominant. 50-50. Class, pleasure. Once you go home, phone is not working. Gas is not working. Pain. So 50-50. That's why you keep Swamini class every week, so that at least 50 sukham. We can't stand 100% dukham. At least one class keep us 50 sukham, 50%. Therefore, madhye means manushyeshu. Pain is not dominant, but equal in artham. Pleasure and pain. Madhye tishthanti. Then, tamasaha jaganya gunavrittasthaha. Jaganya means lowest. Vritta means a way of life. Lowest way of life, they reach or they go. Adaha. Adaha means what? Pulu puchi anartham. Okay. Ringworm, roundworm. Ennanamo irukkillayo? Parasites. Amoeba. Amoeba also paapam jeevanda. Microbes, bacteria, virus, dengue, mosquito. Who are all they? Adaha, lowest janma because of tamoguna. Last janma lo, ennennamo akramam panni, tamoguna tilane irundi, thungi, 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 ippu ennada anna. Vidida. Okay. Gacchanti adaha, jaganya guna vrittasthaha. Abiding by the function of lowest gunas. That is why they don't have sixth sense. They have only hunger, thirst, sleep, fear, and desire to have species. That's all. Not for desire for species also. Desire for mutual progeny, opposite sex, it is very common for other beings also. Very biological desire, natural desire. Therefore, we never consider just eating, sleeping and enjoying is not life. Therefore, use your sixth sense. Otherwise, Bhagavan, enna pannuvar theriyumo? Anyhow, you have not used sixth sense. Next janma, unakku edukra manida janma, manida janmam venda unakku. Enna eppadiyavadhu think pannala. Therefore, next janma, erumbu maadu enna. Therefore, never abuse your human life. understand the greatness, the privilege, the glory of human life and make use of it, make your life meaningful, purposeful, and get moksha. Say, Aham Brahma Asmi. Therefore what? Go beyond three gunas. Sattva guna takes only higher lokas. Now what is our plan? Our plan must be, Krishna is going to say, Arjuna, you must become gunatitaha. If you are not gunatita, sattva guna means you will go to higher lokas and come back. Rajo guna means you will born as a human being. Tamo guna means you will born as other animal birds. Therefore what? If you want moksha, come to the next class. I will teach you how to become gunatitaha, gunatitaha, going beyond three gunas.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.